Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Female Freedom Podcast. Today, we are gonna talk about dating yourself. Have you heard this concept? Have you tried this concept? Maybe, maybe not, but hopefully this episode opens you up to something new, something adventurous. And instead of maybe complaining about dating or hearing about all of the online or dating horror stories, we are going to change that a little bit with this episode because you are going to date yourself. Now, a lot of the times I'm going to talk about and you're going to hear, and I hope you remember, and I hope this is starting to hit you because it is so important, is self-love. So first is self-love. But the reason for self-love is because there's benefits of self-love. And self-love is going to increase your self-esteem. And it is going to reduce stress. And it is going to improve relationships in your life. Have you ever heard the term like projecting? And typically it's done or discussed maybe in a more negative way, but projecting happens with every type of emotion or situation. So if somebody is really unhappy and miserable in their life, they're just going to project that out onto you. If they are insecure with themselves, they are going to project that onto you. If somebody is full of self-love, they are going to project that on to you. And so if you are just filled with self-love, that is a benefit. Self-care. Self-care is prioritizing you, setting boundaries for you. You are caring for yourself. And then self-confidence. And self-confidence is learning you, being the real you, accepting you for all of your strengths and all of your weaknesses, and truly embracing your authenticity and setting goals, but celebrating all of the victories, big and small. And so we've got self-love, we've got self-care, we've got self-confidence, and now you're gonna date this bitch because you're like, damn, I deserve it, right? You deserve it. And I'm sure, you know, you watch a movie or social media or you hear about these amazing dates or, oh my God, like they went on this date or he whisked her away or they did all of these amazing things. Or maybe you just have this vision of, you know, what you wish this amazing date would look like, or you're reading a book, or maybe you have a Pinterest board started with some of these dates that you want. And you can be single, you can be married, you can be any age, no relationship, no situation. There is no too young or too old to date yourself. Okay? I want to put that out there right now because I can already feel all of these things. Oh, well, I'm married. Oh, well, I this. Oh, well, I that. Nope. This is dating yourself is for you. Yes, you who's listening and saying, I don't know. It is for you. Remember, self-love, self-care, self-confidence. That doesn't say, oh, you can only have this if you're single. Oh, you can only have this if you're, you know, 43. There is no boundaries on dating yourself, okay? So there's all of these amazing date ideas. And take those and date yourself. This amazing dinner or this new restaurant, maybe you're waiting for somebody or waiting for the moment or waiting for it to happen. Stop waiting. Do it for yourself. Happy hours, a movie, a spa day, a weekend. Do it for yourself. You know, and this is, I struggle with the dating. I understand the dating and all of the things that can come with the online dating in the world that we are in. I started dating myself a few years ago and I wanted to get out and I wanted to try these restaurants and I wanted to experience the areas around me. And how good does it feel to really get dressed up and put some makeup on and do your hair and just go out and enjoy? And so I started doing that. And while I was out, I met people and I created friendships. And then I started making a list every year of restaurants that I wanted to go and try or the happy hours. And I go and I try them. And it's one thing that I'm gonna say on here is put the phone down. Because so many times now with technology and with all the apps and everything that we have and multitasking and as amazing as technology and all of these apps can be, can also hurt us because, you know, if we're out and it's like, wow, you know, nobody talked to me or wow, I look around and everybody's just looking down at their phone. It only takes one person to change that. And truly dating yourself, you're there for yourself, but it's also self-reflection. You don't want to be out, you know, sitting at a dinner or at a bar, having a drink or a movie or a spa day or whatever, and so engulfed, you know, in social media and watching other people's lives that you're not even present. Because truly think about it, and if you've seen this or experienced this, if you're out with somebody and all they're doing is they're on their phone, it's a miserable experience. So don't do that to yourself. When you're dating yourself, you're fully present. You're learning and you're growing and you're doing something for yourself. Buy yourself flowers. I know, and maybe you don't like flowers. And if you don't like flowers, then buy yourself something that you like. But I think it truly comes down to, I think we all kind of like flowers a little bit, even if we say that we don't. And it's one of those things that, yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day, maybe it's cliche, and a birthday or a holiday, or maybe they're cliche. I'm one. I love random. If I get a random gift or random flowers, it is amazing. Anytime it's amazing, but random just hits different. Buy yourself flowers whenever you want. Whenever you want. Whenever you feel like it. You know, I just had a situation and was feeling, you know, very down. The passing of one of my little kiddo baby, Pedro, and I bought flowers. I bought myself flowers. And I started this with narcissist abuse, and I don't know why it took me so long, but now for the last 4 years, I buy flowers. And don't get me wrong, I know they die, so I buy them when they're on sale. Buy one, get one free. I'm buying them and I'm putting them around and I'm enjoying them. Do those types of things for you. You don't have to wait. And all of these things are going to build self-confidence and build your self-care routine and build your self-love. And you see, we just circled all the way back to the beginning. Is it going to be maybe a little bit uncomfortable in the beginning? Sure. Everything new is. Are you going to feel a little awkward or maybe a little insecure? Yeah, possibly. But you always are when you start something new. And so go out and grow and build and date yourself and enjoy it. And put it on the calendar. I tell you what, I have a date coming up where I have 4 hours for the dog sitter to come over to watch Peanut so I can go out on a date with myself. And I want you to do that exact same thing. Take away all of that negative self-talk. Whatever is going through your head negative, it's not beneficial, it is not useful, and it doesn't cover the basis of self-love, self-care, self-confidence, and it is not gonna help you when you're dating yourself. Go out there, take yourself on a date. Please share your stories with me. I would love to hear them. I would love to know that this helped you or what you did or other ideas. And if you think somebody else in your life needs to hear this and go out on a date with themselves as well, please share that with them. I hope this helps you. Thank you for listening, and I will see you soon.